The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
Our topic for today is, alam niyo yung meron tayong question tayo na, is there life after death? So, ang isi-share ni Ma'am Didi ngayon is there love life after death? Yun ang topic natin.
Ay, bongga.
May love life after death ba? Why did you say yes to me nung inimbita kita na sabi ko na baka gusto mong mag-guest sa podcast and probably tell your story?
Kasi yung life ko ngayon, parang nasa stage na ako na, you know.
Generativity parang, versus, ano ba yun?
Hindi na. Man. Oo.
Wala ka
versus
pa doon.
Stagnation?
Wala ka pa doon. Wala ka pa doon.
Kasi parang nakita ko, naramdaman ko lang na siguro there are some people na baka pwedeng ma-inspire. Okay. Kasi hindi naman pala porque may nawala sa'yo, you will be there forever. Okay. You know, there's always hope to be happy.
This is the Balut Kiki Project.
What the f*** is Balut?
Banter for the boys and the girls and us freaks in the middle.
A Kiki is in order.
The Balut Kiki Project.
Uniquely Pinoy.
Unapologetically queer.
Lock the door tight.
We are serving you unadulterated Balut Kiki in 5, 6, 7.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Jeff. Another day, another project. Welcome to the Balut Kiki Project. Today is a very special episode because we have a one-on-one on a very important and distinguished guest. Some of you may know her still by her old name. You may know her as Attorney Galman, but now she goes by a different name. She now goes by Deidre, Leia, Gay, Kodamon, Kulhi. Better known to me as Kapatid. I just call her Kapatid because she's like a sister to me. Hi, Kapatid. Say hi.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Oy, thank you naman for joining us at pinunlakan mong aming munting programa, The Balut Kiki Project. Thank you.
Of course. Ikaw pa.
Labor of love. Teka, Kapatid, before we continue with our chikahan, with our kiki for today, I'll just invite everybody to please don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave this podcast a review on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Or what you can do, people, is you can visit us on our website. Our website is www.balutkiki.com, and you will find all the links there. Also, you can support us at, unfortunately, we cannot afford a Patreon account. Kailangan pala ng subscription. So, sa Buy Me A Coffee na lang kami. So, you can support us at www.buymeacoffee.com/balutkiki. I repeat, a link is also provided in our website. Again, our website is www.balutkiki.com. Thank you very much, Kapatid. Again, welcome to the Balut Kiki Project. How are you?
Well, ready to mingle.
Teka lang, nasan ka ngayon?
Sa Ifugao.
Ah, nasa Ifugao. How's COVID there?
COVID cases na.
Marami. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm glad that you're keeping yourself and your family safe. Kapatid, baliktanaw tayo. You remember how we met?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First sign of Alzheimer's is forgetfulness.
Ayaw. Oo, hindi.
Sige.
Ay, huwag kang ganyan, Kapatid, ha?
Patunayan mo.
Yung sa isang review center.
Ay, hindi pa Alzheimer's. Naalala mo yung mismo first meeting natin? Naalala mo?
Sa office ba?
Oo, sa office. So sa office yon, kasi nung panahon po na yon, babalik tanaw lang kami. I think we started almost at the same time na, ano, do you agree? I just graduated from nursing school and just took the board exams and just passed. And then nirecruit ako nung may-ari nung review center na yon to be one of its the most junior lecturer. And then si attorney, yes. Ma'am Didi was already teaching there. And then I think inutusan ko nung may-ari to do a research on something. Tapos pumunta ka sa office. Yes. Remember that? And then mula nun, naging magkaibigan na tayo. Hindi na tayo mapaghiwalay nun. Anyway, I think that the turning point was that the leakage in the nursing board exams, nagkaroon ng leakage, and then we formed our own group of reviewers, di ba?
2006,
mga ganyan. Yes. We've been inseparable since. Tapos, sa grupo natin na yon, may tinatawag silang Trinity. Ang tawag natin yung tatlong itlog. Tatlo tayo nun eh.
Yes. Diba?
May kasama tayo. Oo. yung pinaka-senior. Yung may full-fledged dementia na. Nasaan kaya siya ngayon, kapatid? Baka nabibilao ka.
Yun na nga eh.
Si Sir Andy.
Si Sir Andy. Nakakabit yun. Oo.
Ayun. So, do you remember the last time we saw each other? Talagang ginajag ko yung memory mo, kapatid. Try no,
diba, ma'am. Kumain tayo.
Yes, ang galing mo talaga.
Pero at least pinatunayan ko sa'yo na wala pang Alzheimer.
Naniniwala ako. Naniniwala ako. Sa manhan. You remember? Okay, so the last time we saw each other was 2016. It was in Trinoma. It was about that time na pinalad kami ni Sir Andy na pumunta down under. Actually, kasama ka sa plano nun eh, kung natatandaan mo eh. Kaya lang, the plans fell through. Pero may tanong ako sa'yo, have you changed much since I last talked to you? Ano na ang go-to song mo ngayon sa karaoke? Kasi dati nung huling kita natin...
Ayoko, kakantahin mo na naman.
Kasi huling kita natin, Elusive Dreams saka Green Green Gas of Home. Ano na ngayon? Sige, isasalba na kita. The Climb,
na, hindi na ako
The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Para medyo bago-bago. Okay. So kapatid, tell me, ano ka dati? Ikaw ang pinaka-kuratsya sa grupo natin dati sa nursing reviews eh. Diba? But now, may bago kang racket kapatid, diba? Can you tell us about that? Share mo lang. Anong new appointment mo? Future congresswoman. Future congresswoman.
Wala-wala sa politika. Wala-wala.
Ano yung new job mo, kapatid? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm already with the Department of Justice. So I'm a prosecutor now.
Wow.
And I resolve cases and I handle or I appear at the municipal trial court here in our place.
How are the two different?
Aside from bayad...
Binubuking
mo yung... Hindi ko talaga may tagong pagamukhang pera ko.
We last saw each other 2016. You seem very happy now. Nagkakamustahan lang tayo sa Facebook and judging from your post and the way that we're talking right now, you seem very happy. And I say this observation kasi hindi din biro yung pinagdaanan mo. That is what you're going to share with us today. Our topic for today is, alam niyo yung meron tayong question tayo na, is there life after death? So, ang isi-share ni Ma'am Didi ngayon is there love life after death? Yun ang topic natin.
Ay, bongga.
May love life after death ba? Before we go and start on this story, kapatid, I want to ask you, why did you say yes to me nung inimbita kita na sabi ko na baka gusto mong mag-guest sa podcast and probably tell your story? Aside from the fact na alam kong hindi mo ako matatanggihan dahil mahal na mahal mo ako. What made you say yes at pumayag ka to tell your story?
Wala lang. Parang kasi yung life ko ngayon, kasi parang nakita ko, naramdaman ko lang na siguro there are some people na baka pwedeng ma-inspire. Okay. Kasi hindi naman pala porque may nawala sa'yo, you will be there forever. Okay. You know, there's always hope to be happy.
So you used to be known as Deidre Galman because you were once married to Sir Eric. So when were you married to Sir Eric ba? You remember?
Anong 2004.
And where? Saan kayo nagkakilala, kapatid? Did you meet each other there?
Dito rin. Oh. Oo. Sa isang party ng parang clan party. And then we met.
Mm-hmm. And then out of that union, you had two children, right?
Yes.
Oh, ilang taon ang eldest mo? Oo.
16 na siya.
Grabe. And then
11
the boy is 11. Yeah. How would you describe him, kapatid?
Mm-mm. Tahimik.
He was...
Tahimik tapos, na may humor.
Oh, I found Sir Eric to be very easy to hang around with. Madali siyang makagaanan ng loob. Yung tahimik siya, tapos bigla siyang sasabat sa usapan. Oo. Tapos matatawa na lang tayong lahat kasi nag-o-observe pala siya. May mga sarili siyang mga kuru-kurong ganyan. So that was how I met him. I'm sorry if I have to bring you back to that fateful day na may nangyari. So, how did that happen? I think it was you were in Cavite, was it?
Cavite. Mm-hmm. Yes, Cavite State University. That was 8 years back, March.
Around this, 2013. The same time, March 2013.
Oo, weekend yon.
So kasama mo siya?
Sumunod lang sila eh. Mm-hmm. Nauna ako, actually, because parang Thursday, Friday yata, naturo ako sa Tagaytay. Mm-hmm. Kasi sumunod sila ng mga kids ng Friday afternoon. Diretso kami sa Indang. Mm-hmm. Kasi Saturday, Sunday yung schedule ko sa Pabsu. So yun.
Ang kasama niya yung youngest mo, di ba?
Silang dalawa. Si Yasha at si Dilan.
Ah, dalawa ba sila? Okay, okay.
8 years old yung girl, tas magti-3. Oo. Tas 2.5 yung boy, yung youngest namin. So yun, nandun kami. And then, buti na lang sa Indang, sa Cabsu, dun lang tayo, di ba, sa isang, dun they lang had, tayo sa College of Nursing nagtuturo.
And they had there like a staff house or a hostel, tama.
Oo, inside, na malapit lang. Then, siguro Sunday yata yon, mga 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, biglang pumunta yung security guard na yun na nga, sinabing something happened here.
So, nagtuturo ka. This was in the morning.
Yeah, second day of our review sa nursing. And then yun, mga 9 o'clock or between 9 to 10, tinawag ako ng security guard. So I knew something was wrong already. Pumunta kami doon sa hostel. Unconscious na siya sa bed. So we had to bring him sa
the nearest hospital.
Oo. Kung maalala, General
Trias. Was it in General Trias? Yeah, I think it was General Trias.
Yeah, one of the hospitals.
So what happened to him, kapatid?
Massive stroke.
Did Sir Eric have any comorbidities? Oo. Was it something that was impending in any way? Because he was young. He was only in his 40s?
41 siya. May hypertension na kasi siya. But what I didn't know was, hindi pala niya iniinom mga gamot niya. You know, yung maintenance niya. I never knew about that. Kasi nga, di ba busy tayo noon? So yun din yung isa sa mga regrets ko na masyado akong, alam mo na, puro sa review na hindi ko na-check. Oo, yung mga kailangan i-check ko. I only came to know about it nung nawala na siya. When I checked on his things, yung mga gamit niya, dun, nakita ko sa isang bag, andun lahat yung mga maintenance niya. Hindi na pala niya tinetake talaga. So, tumaas talaga ang BP kasi ang diet pa namin that time, that week, puro Jollibee. Oo, Chicken Joy. Kasi nandiyan yung mga bata. So, puro cholesterol, lahat-lahat yan. I didn't know he was not taking his maintenance medication. So, yun na.
You brought him to the hospital. What did the doctors tell you? He had a massive stroke.
Pagdating namin sa emergency room, ano ba nangyari sandali? Buti na lang may ambulance yung school. So we were able to, naka-oxygen pa siya. So hanggang makarating kami, kasi mga 15 to 20 minutes away yung next town eh. So the doctor said, buti na lang, may pulse pa rin, pero Glasgow 4 na siya when we reached the hospital.
Okay.
Tapos in-intubate. I think they were trying to, yun, may mga IV, nilagyan na ng pampababa ng BP. But the doctor was already insinuating because I told them that I am a nurse. So I told them to be honest with me. Oo. And then the doctor was already insinuating na alanganin.
Bilang nurse, did you know at that moment that something was horribly wrong?
Yeah, I know. Kasi before na nagturo talaga ako sa College of Nursing, ang first job ko was to become a staff nurse at the ICU.
Okay.
Ng SLU Hospital.
Mm-hmm. St. Louis University sa Baguio.
So alam ko na yung itsura. Yes, 4 years din ako sa ICU, sa cardiac ICU. So alam ko na na itsura pa lang ng asawa ko. I saw that already sa mga patients ko dati. Oo, but then I was trying to be strong there. Alam mo, hindi ako umiiyak. Kasi talagang parang nakalutang lang talaga ako.
At saka it was a shock, I'm sure.
Oo. It was. Tapos the doctor was telling me na ganito, but then, syempre, gusto ko pa rin bigyan ng chance talaga. You know, miracles could still happen. So, So, sabi ng doctor, CT scan. So, syempre, umuo ako. Then, nung nakita nila sa CT scan, nag-splatter yung blood sa left hemisphere. So, it was on the right side. Sabi ng doctor, baka very slim yung chance. But since bumababa naman yung BP, I didn't want to give up. Kasi alam mo naman yung minsan gusto nilang sabihin na doon na lang sa ER mag-end. Diba? Yung wag na lang i-admit, mga ganyan-ganyan. But then, hindi pa naman siya patay. Oo. So, I told them na
let's do something.
We'll take the chances. Sige, dalhin natin. Oo. Sabi ko, dalhin natin sa ICU. Oo, sabi nila. And then, sabi ko, contact natin ang neurosurgeon.
How are the kids this
night,
whole time?
The neurosurgeon. I left them sa staff house, sa hostel, sa Indang. iwan ko sila sa ano.
Do you think they knew? Oo. I mean, Yasha was about 8 at that time, you said?
Oo. Oo, alam niya kasi she was the one who called for the security guard. When she saw na unconscious yung tatay niya, takbo siya outside and then she went to the sa front desk kung saan yung mga security guard. And you remember nung kinukwento ko sa inyo na after all lang nangyari and then when I went back to Indang, kinuwento sa akin ng mga security guard na nahirapan pa sila kasi ini-English sila nung anak ko. Hindi nila maintindihan.
Mana sa'yo.
Oo, yun. But anyway, si Yasha, aware na siya kasi 8 years old, but it was Dilana. Na lang, when I went to the room, nung he was just sitting there sa side ng bed na nagdi-drink niya yung milk niya looking at his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And up to now, wala. Wala siyang maalala.
I remember, so how long was Sir Eric in the ICU for? You said you spoke to the neurosurgeon.
Mm-mm.
And then?
Mm-mm. He came and then that night din, he underwent surgery. Then after, miracle. Kasi, syempre, in-explain lahat ng neurosurgeon sa akin na, you know naman, pag brain surgery, you could expect na pwede siya mamatay or mabuhay man, pwedeng comatose, yung things like that. Oo. But then, they went to the OR, 9 o'clock yata, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. 11 tapos na. So, na-ano ako kasi nasanay akong pag mga neurosurgery, di ba, aabutin
niya
na how many hours. Oo. Tapos 2 hours, lumabas, conscious si Eric. He was conscious. So sabi nga ng doktor, lahat actually sa hospital, you know, the next day, nag-circulate ang news na a miracle happened at the OR that night. Oo, kasi they didn't expect na, you know, Glasgow 4 na siya nung na-admit. Mm-hmm. Wala na talaga. And then suddenly, biglang paglabas niya ng OR, he was conscious. He was already moving his extremities. Oo. In-explain sa akin ng neurosurgeon na maswerte daw siya kasi yung portion ng brain kung saan may nagpumutok is yung portion ng brain na walang silbi. You know, yung para lang ma-form yung round ng shape ng brain. So sabi niya, if Eric will really undergo rehabilitation, babalik siya sa dati without yung nakikita nating mga signs ng stroke na nahihirapang maglakad, yung slurred ang speech. The doctor was really telling me na he could go back to his usual self. Yung parang wala lang nangyari.
Prior to the surgery, kapatid, I remember, I think lunchtime, kasi alam mo yung sabay-sabay yung turo natin na mag-iikutan lang tayo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we heard about that, I think kinat na yung lecture ng lunchtime. And then, sinundo kami ng mga staff. I think nasa Tagaytay ako noon, si Sir Andy na sa AUP, dinala kami straight sa Indang.
Oo, pumunta kayo.
Tapos pumunta tayo sa hospital. Naalala ko yung sabi mo sa amin na pumasok kayo sa ICU kasi parang kausapin nyo siya. Naalala ko yung sinabi mo na yun, na kausapin nyo siya. And hindi ko to makakalimutan, having been a nurse for 15 years, na yung napapanood mo lang sa pelikula, I went into the ICU and saw Sir Eric there. Kasi si Sir Eric, malaking tao. Tapos biglang makikita mo na lupay-pay sa kama. Tapos may mga gadgets na nakakabit sa kanya. So, it was a very jarring picture na hindi ko makakalimutan to this day. Paglapit ko sa kanya, alam mong parang nakahiga siya doon. And then I started to talk to him. Tapos sabi ko, Sir Eric, kumusta ka? Si Jeff po ito. I saw his eyes dart from left to right. Na parang bigla siyang nagre-react. Tapos nakita ko yung ano niya, yung fingers niya gumaganon. Parang gusto niyang i-lift na he's in there. This was before the surgery. So alam ko na nung nangyari yung surgery na yun, and then you were telling me this, na successful yung surgery and there's a chance for rehabilitation, I was also very, very positive na mangyayari nga nun. And then what happened, kapatid, after that?
Ayun na. 1 week siya sa ICU na nag-improve naman. Nag-improve naman yung ano status niya. He was already moving. Pero napansin pa lang na parang disoriented talaga. So he wakes up, he opens his eyes, he looks at me. Lumalabas ang tears sa eyes niya pag nagsasalita ako. Inumove ko siya. Namumove niya talaga mga extremities niya, na itataas niya yung legs niya. So 1 week, mga Friday, Sunday kasi yung operation niya eh. Sunday siya na-rush. Tapos Sunday night yung operation. And then Friday,
nung nag-rounds yung neurosurgeon, sabi niya, we can already bring him out of the ICU ng Sunday. Oo, ready for, yun na, parang ang kakausapin
ko na yata. To a regular room.
Regular, oo, to a regular room to start his rehabilitation. Yun. So, ayun, may pulmonologist. Dami doktor, alam mo naman sa Pilipinas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ang daming doktor involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay na sana. But then, mm-hmm. nung nag-rounds ng morning, siguro I was late for 5 minutes lang eh when I went to the ICU because the ICU nurse called sa room, private room, telling me that the pulmonologist is already there for the round. So sabi ko, wait for me. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi ata ako naantay. Kasi mm-hmm. pagpunta ko doon, galing na sila sa bed ni Eric. Mm-hmm. They were already on the next bed.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, magsistart na kasi siya, i-win off na sana siya sa respirator. The problem is, binabaan yata, dinalaw yung alam mo na yung sa respirator mm-hmm. to check if he could already
tolerate it
on his own
mm-hmm.
tolerate it oo the problem is nung binaba wala man nurse na naiwan sa bedside
to
they
assess
they went to the next bed they left him without even to assess
if his response to the
or not so when pagpasok ko doon wala na as in Glasgow 3 wala na. He was not anymore responding. Kasi parang agonizing breath na yata yung naabutan ko. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, wala.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. So yun na ang nangyari.
I know this is very difficult for you, kapatid. No? And I really appreciate you sharing this story because I know how hard it was. So Sir Eric passed on. The burial was, were his remains brought back to Ifugao after that?
Yeah, oo. Mm-hmm. oo. Ako na nga nagsabi sa inyo, di ba, hindi na kayo magta-travel at malayo talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I knew na gusto ninyong pumunta.
I remember that, oo.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were planning to, alam mo yun, sabi, si Sir Eric pa nagmamalaki na, papakita ko kayo sa inyo yung ano, yung part ng rice terraces na hindi masyadong nakikita. You remember that? And we were looking forward to, sige, punta tayo doon. And it was like, oh my God, that we were going to go there under very, very sad circumstances.
Yeah,
and kasagsagan din yun ng review, mapipilay din yung, alam mo yun, yun ang mahirap na parang for the students, you'll have to put aside kung may sakit ka, any personal tragedy. Kasi, minsan libo ang umaasa sa iyo eh, 'di ba? Hindi 'yun ang mahirap din sa trabaho natin. So Sir Eric passed on. I hope you don't mind me asking ano and delving into this, but what were your thoughts at that time? What was foremost in your mind when he passed on?
Yung time na namatay siya, actually wala pa. Hindi ko pa ma-feel during the week. Hindi mo pa mararamdaman eh. Kasi there are a lot of people. Alam mo yung daming nakikipag-condole sa'yo, yung mm-hmm. nagsisimpatay sa'yo. So, ang dami mong kausap. Alam mo yung attention mo, yung focus mo eh, sa mga tao,
mm-hmm.
sa dalawa anak mo. So, hindi mo pa ma-feel yung absence. Kasi mm-hmm. andun pa.
Mm-hmm.
Oo, but then...
How did the kids take it immediately after?
Siya, alam na niya.
Mm-hmm.
She cried a lot.
Okay.
Oo, but... Dila na, wala concept ng death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what, umiiyak ang mga tao kasi may time na bigla na lang ang dami after the rosary, eh biglang pumunta si Dilan sa kabaong
coffin
niya, eh ninanak niya. Sabi niya, sa coffin niya. Sabi niya, Daddy, wake up, let's go to drive. Alam mo yun?
Oh my gosh.
Alam niya, it's tulog lang. Yeah, and people were really crying. But then yun, nung nabury na siya, doon na, when I went home, I could already feel his absence.
Mm-hmm.
Wala nang tao sa bahay.
Mm-hmm.
I was alone in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun na. Doon na nag-start ang iyak.
Mm-hmm.
Iyak. And then I think, may nulto pa niya ako. I don't know if you believe in ghosts, but... Kasi syempre, hawak ko yung cellphone niya. Nandun lahat sa bedside. Parang yung mga last things na ayaw kong mawalay. His
mm-hmm.
watch... yung cellphone niya sa nandun. And you know, I was really crying, humagulgul ako. Bigla na lang tumunog yung cellphone niya, nag-music. And it was a song. Baka tamatawa ka na naman. Baka hindi ko pakilala si John Denver, ha? One of his songs na
Okay.
Title, I'm Sorry. I'm sorry if you will, basta, try mong i-research yan.
I-research diba? Ko. Oh my God.
Tingnan mo ang words nun. Eh, para bang he was telling na he's sorry for things he was things he was not able to tell, lahat yung mga ganun.
Wow.
So parang yun yung parang yun na yung message niya na yeah. wala. Hindi ko nasabi yung ganun, but he was saying I'm sorry. Mm. And then siguro 1 week na iyak. Buti na lang. Okay lang ba mahaba tong interview natin?
Oo. It doesn't matter. Di catch up. Diyos ko, ngayon ko lang ito naririnig. Go.
Oo nga. Then buti na lang, after a week, tumawag si sina Sir Howell and Ma'am Mirna. Kasi di ba sabi mo nga, kasagsaga ng review noon. So, pilay din ang subject ko. And ilang weeks na lang, case na, and then board exam. So, buti na rin, they called me up. Tapos, alam mo naman yung mag-asawa. They were telling me, pati kayo nun parang ang narinig ko sa inyo imbes na magmukmuk ka dyan, rampan na lang. Kasi it will help, makakatulong yun sa pag-move on. Kasi yung magmumukmuk ako doon, thinking of what will I do, how things will be, rampan na lang. So, 2 weeks after burial, andun na ako sa Lucena. Rumampan na ulit ako. Oo.
May tanong ako, kapatid, how did you take care of your mental health amidst all this? Na, kumbaga, parang you immersed yourself in the review, makalimutan mo para ma-distract ka. How did you take care of your mental health? Did you experience depression? I mean, for 8 hours, wala, hindi mo maiisip kasi... At kung mag-lecture tayo, inom lang ng tubig ang pahinga di ba? Minsan hindi pa nagpapabalik.
Yes, oo.
Tapos siyempre pagbalik mo sa hotel, it all comes crashing back. Oo, ganun.
Oo. Kasi yung time na bumalik na ako sa review, 8 to 5 preoccupied ako. But when I go back to the hotel, babalik na naman lahat sa akin. And then doon ko na feel yung paano na. How will I take care of the kids? O, di ba ang driver ko, alam mo naman si Eric, kahit saan ako pupunta, siya ang magdadala sa akin. So, partner talaga kami dyan. And then Yasha was studying in Manila. Wala, alam mo yung sabi ko, kakayanin ko ba? I was sad, but then siguro, happy rin ako kasi doon ko na-realize how strong of a woman I am. Doon ko na-realize na okay din pala yung personality na ating yung masaya, yung madaltal or a jolly person kasi in the outside, hindi mo talaga maipakita. Kahit deep inside, you're suffering, you're sad. Sad lang ako nung times na, pero nandyan kasi kayo. So, okay lang naman. Parang mabilis nga akong, sa tingin ko ha, parang mabilis nga akong naka-move on Parang feeling ko that time, that year, 2013, kasi I had friends, nandiyan yung daddy ko, mga kapatid ko. Okay ang support system ko. So hindi ko masyadong na-feel yung sadness. It was only siguro na-delay lang. It was in 2015, 2 years after. Oo, na medyo doon ko na talaga na-feel.
What happened then? How did you, anong naramdaman mo noon? Like, di ka kumakain, ganun? Did you stop working?
Oo, kasi at least noong 2013 to 2014 okay pa tayo
Okay.
Oo, nasa abroad ka.
Busy tayo noon.
Busy pa yung review. Busy pa tayo noon. Oo. And then 2015 came, di ba medyo biglang wala na. Isa-isa na lang yung load. And then halos lahat nag-abroad na. It was in the middle of 2015 until first quarter ng 2016 na alam ko kasi paalis ka. Si Andy naka-apply na rin. Kayong dalawa yung closest ko. Tapos yun na, yung sister ko, si Farah, umalis na rin for the States. So, the States. I felt alone. Doon na talagang, and then you know what, 2013, busy kasi ako noon kasi the kids were still with me in Manila after Eric passed on. So, preoccupied ako, trabaho lang ako. And then 2014, inoffer ng parents ko na parang hirap kasi ako sa Manila. If you still remember noon, I leave them sa mga yaya. So, hindi ko ma-monitor. So, 2014, if you remember, inuwi ko na yung mga bata dito sa Ifugao. So, mag-isa ko na doon, if you still remember. So, okay lang, rampa na ako. Oo. Tapos, 2015, doon na-realize ko mag-isa ko. There were times na umiiyak na talaga ako. Kasi wala na yung mga bata. They were with my parents. Parang once every 3 months lang yata ako umuwi sa kanila. Tapos kayo ni Andy, yung closest ko sa review, remember? Paalis na rin kayo noon. Nakikita ko okay na rin yung papers ninyo. Habang ako, alanganin pa. Hindi pa ako sure kung talaga magtutuloy o hindi. Basta ganun lang, I felt so alone.
Anong ginawa mo para makasurvive to keep your head above water?
Ewan ko. Siguro talagang ano lang. Talagang malakas lang talaga ako.
Put your big girl panties. Ganon.
Oo. Alam mo yon yung pag walang load, pag walang sked, nasa mall ako. Punta ako sa SM, yung may malapit dun sa amin na Cherry, na maliit na mall lang.
Retail therapy.
Oo yata. Kahit pa wala akong pera.
Parang walang maniniwala.
Kasi yun ang maalala ko. Basta di-depress talaga ako noon.
Kailan yung nag-bounce back ha? And then you suddenly, buhay na ulit after that depression.
Oo. Dagdag ko lang, it was kasi in 2015 na I also lost two of my closest uncles. Pagkasunod, 2 months. That was May and then July, mga kapatid ng daddy ko. And there was a portion of my life na nabanggit ko sa'yo na na-depress talaga ako. Okay. And then, wala, financially, bagsak. Mm-hmm. Oo, kasi isa-isa na lang yung load natin noon. Hindi naman ako marunong mag-business talaga. So I was really depressed. Talagang depressing lang talaga. Pero, well, I had to leave talaga because of the kids.
So, tapos ano? Ang ano mo, yung mga kids ang naging inspiration mo to push on.
To push on. Siguro mga last part na ng 2015. If you still remember, di ba pumunta pa kayo ng isang kasama natin sa review sa bahay? You remember?
Yeah, I still have your picture.
Oo, di ba pumunta kayo noon? Medyo okay na ako noon. Oo, na nalaman ko na aalis na kayo. Para bang alam mo yung I had to
pick up the pieces.
Nasabi ko, aalis ang mga kaibigan ko. So I also have to do something about it. If you remember, di ba sabi ko, aayusin ko ang papel ko, susunod ako sa inyo.
Mm-hmm. Kaya lang.
Oo, susunod ako sa inyo, sabi ko. Kaya lang.
Ano nangyari?
Sa December, okay na. So sabi ko, aayusin ko na.
Anong inayos mo? Sige na, kwento mo naman. Sige na, kwento mo naman.
So, Christmas. Yeah. So, 2016 came. Sabi ko nung New Year ng January 1 na 2016, hindi pwede. Hindi pwedeng ano, magmumukmuk ako. Hindi pwedeng press talaga ako. So, raram pa ulit ako.
Yes.
Kasi ayan, medyo may mga nagbigay ulit ng schedule ng January. And then February 14 came, and then kasama ko si Joanna, if you still remember, nasa Lipa kami. Buti na lang, ayoko ma-depress, ako nagturo sa Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
And then afternoon, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, natapos kami. Punta kami ni Joanna sa mall, sa SM, doon. Mm-hmm. Tapos natatawa pa ako kasi nagsa-self-pity kaming dalawa kasi wala kaming love life.
Bakit kinikilig ka, kapatid? Bakit may kumikilig, parang may kumikiliti sa'yo?
Oo, oh, God.
Bakit
February
parang...
February 14. Naghiwalay kami ni Joanna na lahat ng nakita namin ay mga lovers. So sabi ko, patay, wala talaga. So I went home. It's 2000, I still remember 2015. Nagbabrowse ako sa Facebook. Ayun, ang isa pang nakaano sa akin sa depression ko was Facebook. Medyo naging active ako that time ulit. So nagbabrowse. Then may na-encounter akong post ng isang best friend ni Eric. Post niya. About Alvin Patrimonio. May nag-comment doon na isang lalaki. Kasi itong lalaking ito, friend din ng husband ko dati. Kasi they come from the same town. Oo. So magkakakilala sila. So common friend namin lahat yung nag-post. Oo. Kaya nga ang haba ng hair ko din. Tapos yun na. Wala, nag-comment siya. Tapos nag-comment ako. Aba, maya-maya, ang haba na ng thread naming dalawang nag-uusap doon, nahiya naman ako. So wala pa sa isip ko.
Kasi bata ka
pa. Oo, wala pa sa isip ko.
Kasi alam ko ikaw, wala kang kamali-mali siya sa katawan eh. Ayan ang alam ko sa iyo eh.
Wala talaga, as in, virginal, you know. Oy, sino bang nag-ano na lang kami, lumipat na kami sa private message.
Ano, bagets na bagets?
Huwag kang ganyan. Oo. Doon ulit nag-umpisa, umikot ang mundo.
So, paano yun? Nag-usap kayo sa chat and then, ano yun, you decided to meet up?
Hindi. Kasi nandito siya sa Ifugao. Ando na ako sa Manila. And it never really, entered my mind or it
innocent,
never really
occurred innocent
to me na mapupunta sa ganun. Kasi, wala naman. You know, alam mo naman, sabi ko, byuda ako, sino ba naman papaya? Alam mo yon? There was that, ano, imposible. And to think na, bachelor to.
Ang ganda mo! Abot dito sa
totoo. Doon ka napatunayan, totoo.
Bawa ko, sige.
Oo. Pero wala. So we were, ano, chika-chika lang. But then, syempre habang nag-uusap kami, iniisip ko, para bang, magkaka-interest kaya ito sa akin? Bongga. Oh, and then before we said our goodbyes, siya naman ang kumuha ng number ko. Pero wala. Wala pa sa akin. Akala ko, makikichika lang. Then I gave him my number. Kasi syempre, malandi rin naman ako. Alam mo yun.
Oh! So, nun pa lang ba? Siyempre kayo, in retrospect, alam na ba niya nun na may interest? May interest na ba siya sa'yo nun? Sabi niya? O wala? Innocent?
Wala.
Wala?
Wala.
Just to,
wala. Lang. Kasi basta nag-cross lang. Oo, nag-cross lang talaga ang, nag-cross lang ang that's namin dun sa post ng kaibigan lang.
Salamat kay Alvin Patrimonio. So, did he know about you? Na you were a widow with two kids. He knew about you.
Yeah, oo. He knew it kasi kaibigan niya yung dating husband ko.
And it's a small town. Nakalaro
sila sa basketball. Yeah, it's a small town.
So,
and then, sabi niya, kino-number ko. Then the next day, I forget about it. Sabi ko, imposible. Siyempre, bago ako matulog, sabi ko, tatawag kaya or magte-text kaya.
Miss Hope.
Yeah, of course.
O, ano nangyari? Nakailang, okay, nakailang rosaryo ka? Nagtiri ka ng itim na kandila.
O, sandali kasi andito sa tumitingin sa akin. O, ayun. Tapos, siyempre, pretending ako the next day, pero tingin ako ng tingin sa cellphone ko.
Okay.
Aba, maya-maya. Oo, pogi naman talaga. Kaya sabi ko, wow naman.
Tapos nag-text.
O, yun na. O, nag-text na. Eh, okay din kasi. Kasi yung first na nag-textan kami, logra din kasi siya.
Oh.
Oo. So, alam mo, medyo okay yung...
Same wavelength.
Yes. Oo, pareho ang frequency. Oo, so naging okay yung pag-uusap namin.
And then, tell me more.
Sabi niya, ka. Tumigil ka kasi na dito siya sa harap ko, sabi niya. O tapos ano nangyari?
Tell me more.
Ayun, no, sabi niya. Sabi niya, dapat daw hotel agad.
Nako, wag hahamunin si attorney, si Ma'am Didi.
Wala, ayun na.
Doon nagsimula.
Oo, tapos usap-usap na kami. And then, you know, parang alam mo yon, yung iba na ulit yung ano ko sa life, parang nabuhayan ako.
Pananang, okay. Parang, so, sabihin natin yung nagkamabutihan kayo, you spent more time talking to each other over the phone, tapos you met each other again, you went on dates, ganun ba?
Oo. Inantay niya ako. Eksaktong natapos ang review, March yata, then umuwi na ako dito sa Ifugao. O pumunta na sa bahay. O doon na. Lalaw-dalaw na.
Wow, talagang. Niligawan
ka. Siyempre, hindi na ako nagpakipot. Ano ka ba?
Kaya pa ako magtanong. Pero ito kapatid, ang tanong ko sa iyo. So, syempre, nakakakilig yung ganun, di ba? Parang somebody, parang made your dead heart beat again. Akala mo, hindi natitigil. How did you know that you were in love again? Na, teka, iba to ha. What was going into your head? Parang, ito ba to?
Ganyan.
May guilt ba, kapatid? May guilt that you were betraying Sir Eric? May ganun ba?
3 years na rin kasi after eh. Ang ano ko lang noon was medyo hindi pa ako hindi pa yung go agad kasi ang reputation naman nito, bachelor nga, babaero. Oo, tapos medyo ang reputation niya dito medyo talagang yun nga, siya sa babae. Pati parents ko nga, para akong teenager na binabantayan pag dumalaw yan.
Kinikilig. Manilyn Reynes na Manilyn Reynes.
Oh yeah, oo. Tapos pag may pinuntahan kami, tatawag na ang tatay ko, ba't hindi pa daw ako umuwi? Bongga, di ba?
Ayan. Hindi nila alam, nasaan ka?
Of course.
Amidst all this, how did the kids take it? Did you explain to them?
Oo, ilang taon ba sila noon? That was 5 years ago. 13 siya noon. 7 yung isa. Oo. Medyo yung lalaki ang medyo parang ayaw.
Oh?
Kasi, yeah. Even if ano, hindi niya na maalala yung daddy niya, but still, sabi niya, dapat daw ang love ko lang yung daddy niya.
Oh.
Oo. Pero si Asha, yung girl, ano yan eh, matured. Hanggang ngayon nga, kung minsan natatawa ko yung
nanay. Sabi ko
nga,
she's smart eh. So, she would have known.
Oo. Oo, alam mo ba ang comment niya nung sinabi ko ng I'm going out with someone, I'm seeing someone. Ang sabi ng anak kong babae eh, whatever will make you happy, mommy. Basta make sure that he will not hurt you. Hmm. Yun ang maalala kong sinabi ng anak ko. Eh, that time naman, syempre, na-in love na rin ako.
Eh, kilala kita, mahirap kang mapa-in-love, mataas ang standards mo.
Hindi, pagwapo, mabilis.
Hindi, yun lang ang standard. Pag na-meet yun, swak na lahat.
Oo, swak na lahat. Ako na bahala sa iba.
Carry na to.
Yeah.
So kapatid, it was that easy? Were there any other challenges?
Oh no. What? Ay, grabe.
Sige nga.
Sa side ni Eric. Sa parents. Sa side ni Eric, doon ako nagka-problema.
Mm-hmm.
Ang mother-in-law ko, up to now, di pa kami nag-uusap.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Oo. Pero yung mga kapatid, yung dalawang kapatid niya, okay na kami. But yung mga nasa state, wala. Wala. Oo.
Pero you understand naman, ano, na...
Oo. That's why I just kept quiet na lang. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko na pinatulan.
Mm-hmm.
At ano sinasabi nila.
And yeah, you have a right to be happy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah naman. Oo.
You didn't die. I mean, you're still alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oo. Ano nga eh, divided. Kasi mm-hmm. may mga nagsasabing, syempre, yung family niya talaga, na-hurt sila, mm-hmm. na parabang dapat hindi ko daw palitan si Eric. But majority ng family ko, ng friends ko were saying na you're still young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
Dapat, yeah. Oo.
I'm 35. You're how old na now? You're 32?
Ano? Yeah. Ilang taon ka ba?
35. Ikaw?
Of course, I'm 30. You know.
Sinasabi ko eh. Tapos yung anak, 16.
Pero yung isa, well. Yeah.
Sabi ko.
14.
Okay.
Oo, ganun kaaga.
Ay, nako. And so, yeah. So, you made it official with Sir Daniel.
Matagal din. We kept it a secret. Oo. Parang family ko lang talaga nakakaalam at yung mga kapatid niya. Hindi kami lumabas. Siguro, until after 6 months na we were seeing each other. Oo.
Matagal din ha?
Oo. Pero yung 6 months na yun na yung sinasama ko na siya sa mga review, sa South, sa Davao, oo, sa Iloilo. Kasi getting to know nga.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, hindi naman na tayo bata, no?
Hindi na.
So,
hindi
sige na.
Na,
let's go.
Magmamaganda ka pa ba? Di ba? Parang...
Of course. Eh, syempre naman, dapat mabilis. Baka masulot pa.
And so, yeah. And how long have you been together, kapatid?
Ngayon na. Mm. 5 years na.
Wow. Time flies, no?
Oo.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yeah.
How are you now?
Sige.
Kumusta ka ngayon?
Masaya. Mm-hmm. Nakapag-move on. Career-wise, I'm okay with my job now. I think I also found yung talagang gusto ko na gawin.
And Dylan has warmed up to your husband.
Yeah.
Okay na sila.
Okay na sila. He calls him his stepdad.
That's good. So you're good now. Oo. It's a new life moving forward.
Yeah, forward. And I think I'm happier now.
Okay, that's good. Inasahan mo to? Were you was there a point of in time in your life na you resigned to the fact na you're going to spend the rest of your life alone? Did you expect this where you are now? Did you expect to be in love again and be this happy again? Hindi mo in-expect?
Hindi. Yung time na na-depress ako, talagang umasok talaga sa isip ko, ano na lang, paano na, I will be alone forever. So, ang nasa isip ko na lang, paano ba yung dalawa? Yung kids ko na lang talaga ang iniisip ko that time.
Kasi malakas ka, ikaw kaya mo eh.
Oo. But yung mawala, yung hindi maano yung mga anak ko eh, ibang usapan yun. Mm. So, I had to really be strong for them. Oo. Eh, it's good naman. I never expected that. I prayed hard for this na siguro kasama talaga sa mga naging dasal ko noon na to really, alam mo yon, yung tulungan ako to really move on, hanapin ang sarili ko. Yung mga...
Kapatid, ilista mo yung mga santong dinasalan mo ha, tsaka yung mga nobenang dinasalan mo, ibigay mo sa akin ha.
Oh, sure.
Oh, kapatid, ano tayo? Before we end, rapid kiki tayo, rapid kiki. The first thing that comes to your mind. Favorite law subject?
Labor law.
Favorite nursing subject aside from PLMR?
Ano bang favorite ko? Med-surg.
Med-surg. Okay. Pinaka-hate na law subject?
Taxation.
Pinaka-hate na nursing subject?
Research.
Talagang sayo pa talaga, no? You're not alone, kapatid. You're not alone.
Yes, pinaka-hate
na ginagawa ng mga estudyante pag nasa klase mo? Ano yung pinaka-pet peeve mo na ginagawa ng mga estudyante?
Nag-chichika sila while I'm talking.
Favorite part ng review?
Bayaran. Ay, God!
Kala ko sasabihin mo, closing.
Closing nga. Closing na tama kayo.
Yung mga, anong paborito mong closing natin, kapatid? Aserehe?
Baka waka.
Oh my God. Tandang-tanda mo pa ang choreography.
Of course.
Balita ako eh. Wala kayong kaproblema nung nawala ako eh. Talagang bongga ano yung ba? Closing.
Oo, with practice yon, mega practice.
With choreographer na binayaran.
Oo. Hindi katulad nung sa atin na on the spot.
Yes, kung ano lang.
Yun. Yung alam mo yung hawak ko na lang yung mic, hindi ko alam kung anong kakantayin ko.
Lili-lip sync.
Oo.
What's your favorite part of being a nurse?
The caring attitude. Dala ko pa rin hanggang ngayon.
Wow. Your favorite part of your current job?
Reading.
Talaga? You do a lot
of
reading.
Yeah, I have to read and read. Yes. Okay naman.
Ano ang pinaka namimiss mo gawin prior to lockdown? Itong COVID, prior to COVID. Anong pinaka namimiss mo gawin?
Travel.
You love to travel. Kasi travel. Ano tayo, lalo ka na, no? Talagang literally lawag to kulo. Di ba? Literally. Tsaka yung mga pagkain.
Yes, oo.
When was the last time you cried?
I don't remember.
Oh, good, that's good. That means it's been a while.
Kailan ba? Yeah.
That's good.
I think, oo.
Kaya pa kapatid? Shall I continue? Sige. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Do you prefer text him or call him? What do you prefer?
Text muna.
Ah, okay. Do you send sex texts?
No.
Naughty texts? No. Do you send nudes? Okay, don't answer. Si-save kita. Plead the fifth.
yeah.
Against the right to self-incrimination. Beer or hard liquor?
Beer.
Flowers or chocolates?
Flowers.
Looks or brains?
Looks.
That's why I love you talaga. Magu-cultivate ang brain eh. Ang looks, hindi mo magastos. Diba?
Correct.
And this, dahil looks naman, what part of his body do you find the most sexy?
Yun.
Tenga yun, I'm sure, tenga.
Oo, yun.
Are you willing to share your toothbrush with your partner?
Ginagamit din niya eh.
Okay, game. Okay, kaya pa ha. Okay.
Oo, sige, lago.
Boxers, briefs, or commando? Commando is nothing.
Boxers pag naka-on ang light.
Darating tayo dyan. Nasagot mo na yung what's your favorite part of his body? Nasagot mo na yan. What's his favorite part of your body?
Yung sa harap ko.
Ang dami niyang kapatid. Anyway, sige. Sige. Grabe. Okay. Kaya, kailangan may second episode ka pa, kapatid. Hindi pwedeng ito lang. Lights, pagdating ng laptop mo, lights on or lights off?
Off.
Off?
Mas gusto ko yung kinakapa. Oo.
Ano ba yan? Are you dominant or submissive?
It depends.
Okay. Both. Ang galing talaga. Ito. Which is more important? Size or performance?
Size.
Alam mo, gustong-gusto kita kasi talagang pinag-iisipan mo. I think you're taking this way too seriously.
Yeah. I'm being honest.
Okay. Teka lang ha. Itong tanong na to, hindi to galing sa akin. Sinabi ko to kay Sir Andy na mag-uusap tayo. So nagtanong ako sa kanya. Hmm. Sabi ko, may rapid fire akong gagawin kay attorney, kay Ma'am Didi. Sabi ko, anong gusto mong itanong sa kanya? Tanong niya to ha. Hindi ko tanong to ha. Tanong niya, last time you had sex?
Yesterday.
Ay, naku po. Grabe. Okay, tanong niya yun ha. Tanong yun ni Sir Andy. Kasi tingnan mo naman ang tanong ko is, what do you pray for at night? O, tingnan mo. Anong pinagdadasal mo sa gabi, kapatid?
Health ng family ko.
Good health.
Oo, health talaga.
And so, kapatid, what advice do you have, having gone through what you've gone through, what advice do you have for people out there, especially na nakaranas ng pagpanaw ng isang, sabihin natin ng pag-ibig na parang wala nang pag-asang magmahal muli. Anong advice mo sa kanila, kapatid? Having been there.
Ano lang, don't lose hope. You just believe in what they call divine timing. You know, you just pray and everything will fall into place. Mm-hmm. Yung kahit na you hit the rock bottom na talagang sa tingin mo wala ka ng pag-asa, you get depressed, financially and all, meron talagang hope. Just believe in that.
Sa konseptong to ba, kapatid, going back to the title of this project, masasabi mo bang there is really love life after death?
Yes. Oo.
Hindi lang love,
yeah,
ano?
Na-realize ko. Oo. Kasi it's really up to you. You just have to really open your heart again.
And I think even if you don't find another person, like you can find love in your children. Kung hindi mo na meet si Sir Daniel, then you can find love in your children or in your family or in your friends or in your
yes.
work.
Yes. Oo. Yeah. Marami That's... namang definition ng love.
Last question ko sa'yo. Ano ang karaoke song na pipiliin mo dedicated to Daniel and to your love story? Sana naman bago-bago. Anong pipiliin mong kanta? I-dedicate para sa kanya.
Impossible Dream? alam mo naman, hindi ako mahilig sa ano, yung mga bago-bago.
Oh, the wrecking ball, ayaw mo.
Wreck na wreck.
Alright. Oh, kapatid, thank you so much for guesting on this very special episode of the Balut Kiki Project. Saan ka aabangan ng mga estudyante? Do you want to plug your reviews?
Ano lang, pinagbigyan ko lang si Sir Howell.
Meron kayo
so
mga review.
We will try.
Okay.
Yeah, we will try. Online talaga. That's why I have to buy a laptop, you know.
Oh, total love ko naman sila, Sir Howell. Anong, under what name to? Under what company na sila ngayon?
OneQuest pa rin.
OneQuest pa rin. Alright, so, tsaka nila makikita. Kapatid, thank you again for guesting and hopefully this will not be the last. Pag may laptop ka na, gawin natin puro rapid fire ha at wala ka nang tatakot. Alright, kapatid, thank you. You stay safe. Oh, my regards to your family.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Bye, sis. Love you. I love you. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project. Uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete. Are we off air yet? Because these hills are killing me.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.